This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to do the talk. Okay, everything in your life right now is awesome. Start your day, think about that through the day. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, who is awesome. I remember my kids would laugh if they hear me use that word. When I was taking them to school as youngsters, we would listen to things on the car radio. And for whatever the reason, I don't know how the music from The Wizard of Oz that came out. I think it was Yellow Brick Road or something that the Beatles had done that was similar to Yellow Brick Road. And so I said to them as they got out of the car, "Have an awesome day." And they both looked at me. They knew exactly what I was saying. And we have had laughs about that ever since. Right? Get it? From The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, you probably do get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Yes, right. Okay. Mm. So here we are in the right place at the right time with the right message, the right information. The time is ours to, if we're going to be celebrating. I'm not sure if celebration is the right word for the events of the week. The president is going to depart. Would you describe, Jennifer, for us what actually that ceremony, if that's what it is, his departure will be about? And why is he having it? What's the, you know, okay, so goodbye.
Well, it's not very clear exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be, some people are saying he's going to hold a rally. I don't know. I know that he's going to leave the White House on the morning of the inauguration, and he's going to go to Andrews, basically, to catch what will be, I think, still Air Force One by the time, because I think he'll be in Florida by the time Biden is inaugurated. So, you know, Air Force One is only the plane that the president travels on, so I think that's right. But they're saying there might be some kind of ceremony where he thanks the troops and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know how big that ceremony is going to be. I don't know if many people do yet at this point. And then Joe Biden will be sworn in around noontime on the East Coast. And Kamala Harris, we know, will be sworn in by Justice Sotomayor. And then there'll be some celebrating, but it'll be different, obviously, because of COVID-19. I think it's kind of interesting. They've got Washington, D.C. very closed down because of security, to take security precautions. And it really is stunning when one of the headlines this morning is insider attack feared days before Biden's inauguration, service members in D.C. being vetted by the FBI. I mean, this is where we are right now, where we're not even trusting the people who are supposed to be there to keep it safe. So
why?
Just kind of, I don't know. I don't know why. Can't
a lot of you don't think all of don't you think the things that were done by people that were supposedly in service, some of the police and
there's a lot of investigation of that. I think that's why they're being extra cautious.
Yeah. Okay. So just to have that.
And then apparently there is a caravan from Honduras walking towards the border to be here for Biden sworn in. And so one of the transition officials over the weekend told this migrant caravan, now is not the time to come to the United States. So I think ready to hit the ground running, because I think there are going to be a lot of people who are out there that are going to be testing new policies and things as a new administration gets underway this week.
So there's been a discussion about voters and who was voting. I don't know if it was just Georgia or generally speaking, the amount of corruption involved in people voting. This is not sort of the same thing as looking into fraud, but the number of people who have seemed to have questionable status. And I don't know what that means. Does anybody know what it means to have questionable status? Did they come into the country? And there's a whole big thing this weekend. I don't know if any of you saw it. At least I, and some of the things that I read about people that are trying to get in line to have shots. And maybe more than anything else, it's that. People who are not citizens, who are here illegally, and apparently some states are recognizing that fact, and they're turning them away. And so whether that's disruption, we're going to see more of that kind of stuff.
Getting the vaccine?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't heard that. I just know that it's popping up in various states where people are saying if you show up to a pharmacy that has a vaccine at the end of the day, that you have a very good chance of being able to get a vaccine because they'll have to throw the shot, the vaccine out.
I said that. Yeah,
yeah.
On Friday.
And you were right. Like, yeah, you were right. Because I did see that over the weekend that there are actually in some states, I know this came up in New Jersey, they're actually encouraging that because they don't want to waste anything. And the doses that were supposed to come from the federal government are woefully smaller than what they were promised to be. So really, they can't waste a drop. And so that is something that's happening, and I don't think they're checking immigration status.
The thing that's kind of outrageous is that the big stories out of California and New York are that they're just tossing vaccine. It's ridiculous. It was so horribly mismanaged in California and New York.
I was watching.
New York's not that mismanaged because I have a lot of friends who've already gotten the vaccine. They're teachers, frontline workers.
Cuomo's in trouble because he was given like a million doses, and I think at one point, like the week before last, they had only administered 142,000 of them. He's actually been one of the worst, I think, in getting it. Maybe they made some changes over the last week, but
yeah, I don't know. My friends who are teachers all got vaccinated on Saturday. They got their first dose. And it was basically a whole line of healthcare workers, pharmacy workers, delivery people, and teachers. They're in that category now.
Yeah, I think he changed it because it was supposed to not be on age. He was doing it by race instead of by like age and risk factor. Mm-hmm.
Last night I watched a bit of Bill Maher. Not a fan, but every once in a while, just so that I kind of know what he's saying, so that we can talk about it if there's something there of value. He had Katie Couric on as one of the members of the panel, and a guy. She looks so much different.
It's not about her look. Just something about her, even when she was on with Matt Lauer like a million years ago.
Really?
There's just something that's always bugged me about her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Whatever. Maher, when he did his piece, New Rules, that's one of the things that he does toward the end of the program. And he went through a number of things that surprised me about his attitude. He's not been a Trumper by any stretch of the imagination. And he's pretty negative on Republicans in general. But he came across easily.
He's pretty negative on Democrats, too.
Well, that's what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
The problems, and he used California as an example of a state that's completely out of control, a blue state, and then calling on the people who think that blue is wonderful and red is awful. He made various comments that surprised me, frankly, about red versus blue and how to solve the problems. And he sounded actually pretty moderate, pretty mild, and he had a pretty intelligent approach to accessing success here. But he used California as an example of the worst place in the country to be, how bad the management is there.
Y'all are
going to
get a dose of it because the rest of the country is going California this week. So cheers to everybody. A lot of the same policies that are happening in California are going to be rolled out this time around, and it'll be interesting.
How do you mean? What is that? What is going to be
rolled out? A lot of California's policies. Now, they always say, as goes California, so goes the rest of the country. And that's why people go, why do you even care about California? It's so stupid. It's just California. California policies always end up making it across the country, and it's about time that.
Do we know what we're talking about? Let's anything specifically that you think is going on?
When you hear about Biden's policy on when you go back to his health care, when you go about the criminal justice. All of the stuff that Biden has talked about is stuff that's being practiced in California. May not be to the extreme yet, but it's headed in that direction.
I'm willing to wait and see. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, well, look, I hope for the best, but it just feels...
The country is beginning to realize, one of the things that Maher said is that he was talking about the exodus, the mass exodus of people leaving California in droves, mostly big cities, mostly San Francisco, number one, Los Angeles, number two. A couple of inland cities, just people are fed up with it. And, well, they should be. I'm fed up, frankly. And I'm not even a full-time resident. I haven't even been there for months. But I'm fed up with the fact that it's so badly run that I have been deprived of being able to see my family. And I bet a lot of other people are in that same boat as well. So, anyway, well put if you look or listen to the Bill Maher thing. And that, what I did was just to go back for a second to the things about immigration. Apparently, there is a move afoot to exclude people who are here illegally from being counted in the process for divvying up congressional seats. The new jingoism or whatever it is, not jingoism, what's it called? Gerrymandering. And so the Democrats are trying to use the illegals as, okay, they live over here, we don't care whether they're legal or not.
Well, that was what that big argument was about when they were doing the census, is whether or not to count people who are here legally or illegally.
The Supreme Court hasn't even, well, actually, constitutionally, Doug, you are supposed to count every person. Immigration status is not in the Constitution. So that's why this is going to go, well, you have to count people who are living here using resources.
Well, they shouldn't be here. They shouldn't be.
Okay, well, the fact is that they are. The fact is that they are. You just deal with reality.
We shouldn't have to district counting in people who aren't supposed to be voting. But, again, in California, that's up in the air. We have a lot of motor voter people who end up showing up to vote, and they're not really registered citizens.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's have some let's have a focus for a while on how we're feeling, how we're doing. We're now into, because today is the 18th of January, so we're into the third week. We're more than halfway through the month. How are you doing on your resolution to lose weight? How are you doing on any of your resolutions? But are you really doing a good job losing? A lot of people have put a combo together that I thought made sense. If you want to spend the money, then you buy into one of the big Weight Watcher programs or Jenny Craig. What are some of the other big weight loss programs, ladies? Do you names of people?
Nutrisystem's a big one.
Nutrisystem, that's right, too. That's another one. And so they're beginning to use those because they do, you know, many times successfully help you lose weight, but then they don't help you keep it off because that's not part of what they do. They want you to buy the stuff, use it, buy the food, yada, yada. But to keep the weight off, you need support, sometimes mental, sometimes emotional, sometimes physical, sometimes all three of those things. And so take it from the people who have had success, and there are tens of millions of them who have used Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss program that supports your body in its efforts to keep the weight off. Go to toploss.com, check it out, and when you discount yourself, well, you discount using the DJV discount, when you do that, you'll find yourself set up wonderfully well for success, which is what you want, right? Lose weight the successful way, top off your efforts, maybe you're going to the gym to lose weight, whatever it is, take Calitrin. It'll help you a lot at the gym. Healthy weight loss personified the all-natural way. Calitrin is at toploss.com. With the discount code DJV, you'll be in less than fat city.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today is upon us, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Good to have Phil back in the control room in our originating studio in Washington at Radio America. And now we have also the services of Jay Kirshner, who's with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of pictures being posted on our social media, Jay. What do we see?
Yeah, pretty much what everybody got into this weekend. Did you have a fun weekend? Bonus points for photos. Dan Brockway and Gretchen Stoller both were doing home improvement tasks. Well, Wendy Turner read a good book. She also recommends The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. Okay, so that means we should assume people know who Addie LaRue is or not?
It's a book. Yeah, it's a book, The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. So if you're looking for a good...
I get that, but I don't know who Addie LaRue is.
It's a fictional title, Doug. It's a character. It's
okay.
A novel.
Got to read the book to learn who Addie is.
Okay. Right.
None of us know
you.
Who this person is. But.
Got it. All right, in a moment, we take on some of the new phones and what people are saying about them on our social media at DJV Show. That's where you'll find us for both Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show. So that review of a Samsung phone purchase right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so Jay and ladies, what's wrong with the Samsung phone? What are people saying on social media about that?
There's no charger with it.
No charger.
Which one is this? The new Samsung, which one is it? The Galaxy?
The Galaxy S21. It doesn't come with headphones, which I didn't think most phones do come with headphones anymore but I feel like they should all come with chargers. You can never have enough chargers.
Yeah, I think it's unless they're going to give you a docked price and say, oh, there's no charger, you know, we don't want you to have too many roaming around. You're saving $12 because of it. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, iPhone started doing that. Yeah, there isn't. iPhone started doing that, but I'm trying to think. I've got the 11 Max Pro, and it didn't come with a charger because I've had, since the 10, I've had the same connector, but it did come with earbuds. So I guess Samsung's really going cheap.
All right, so we can put the screws to Samsung. Also, a lot of attention to one of the expatriates, pardon the pun, expats. Tom Brady has found himself in a remarkably admirable position since he left. Yeah, right, to the Patriots and Patriots fans, or maybe to Belichick or Kraft, whoever made the decision. You got what you, you know what? What is the old expression? You get what you pay for? Ha, 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 ha. Yep. So what are people saying about Brady and his trip on the way to the Super Bowl, the playoffs? Anyway, Jay, what are people saying?
Just that all of his games should be played on the History Channel. That's been kind of the common joke.
And this is why
around.
I cheer for him. Not only do I love Gronk, so of course I have to root for Tampa Bay. But
how good was Gronk this year, by the way? How did he play?
He had some clutch plays. He did pretty well. Yeah.
All right.
But,
good.
You know, they got rid of Tom Brady because they thought he was old. And so it just shows you can't count out the seniors.
Mr. Kraft, you are old as well. And Mr. Belichick, you're old as well. Doug Steffen, you're older, not old, but older, and we're doing fine, thanks very much. So you guys maybe better look in the mirror a little bit or look more closely at the women you live with. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's Tough Automotive Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news.
I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Secret Service is in charge of event security at Biden's inauguration, but there is a wide variety of military and law enforcement personnel involved, ranging from the National Guard to the FBI to DCPD, U.S. Capitol Police, U.S. Park Police. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are being vetted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation since arriving last week. Expecting open borders as promised by President-elect Joe Biden, several caravans numbering in the thousands are on their way to the United States from South America. Biden transition officials tell migrant caravans now is not the time to come to the U.S. Chinese state media is reporting 12 out of the 22 workers trapped for a week in an explosion in a gold mine are alive as hundreds of rescuers seek to bring them to safety. The Xinhua news agency said Monday a note passed through a rescue shaft Sunday night is giving rescuers hope. USA Radio News.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
More coronavirus vaccines could be available in the coming weeks. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The nation's top disease expert says the U.S. is just weeks away from possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that data could come within a week or so.
They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
About 3.2% of the people in the United States have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. About 60.6% of the vaccines distributed have yet to be used. The games before the National Football League Super Bowl will take place Sunday the 24th. After beating the Saints, the Tampa Bay Bucks advance to play the Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. on Fox. In the other game, the Buffalo Bills travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let's hear from you, social media-wise, at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen of the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is here of the DJV Show. Victoria Keelan is here of the DJV Show. And the added bonus that we have is Jay Kirshner, who's paying attention to social media, amongst other things. So we are here on that. We're always around on holidays. Today is a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Day. Observed every year, third Monday of January. I've always been one who said I thought we ought to have fewer holidays. We find our production going down because we have so many holidays. I don't know if that's, we've been talking about how, because folks are working from home, productivity is actually up, interestingly enough. That has nothing really to do with the fact that today is Martin Luther King Day. I think I said, or have been consistent over the years, suggesting that it would be nice if we put a number of these holidays together of influential Americans, not President's Day, but perhaps others, instead of having an extra day off. Because actually, when these days come along, what do you do with them? What's today? What are we? We're not in school. And that would be, for me, the best way to observe this, to be teaching about Martin Luther King, what he stood for,
To be fair, though, schools study Martin Luther King Jr. on the day before, usually, like that Friday before is usually focused.
Yeah.
So they do that.
Did you, when you were in school? What did you learn about Martin Luther King when you were in school?
Yeah.
Did you learn how he... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, both of you. Jay, you can jump in on this, too.
I mean, there was a good amount of time. I think other than a president... There are two people that we learned the most about. One of them was Christopher Columbus, obviously. I know it's very controversial to say that now. But Christopher Columbus and Martin Luther King Jr. were the two non-presidents that I think we focused most on during my education, for sure. And I think probably Martin Luther King Jr., and appropriately so, probably even more than Christopher Columbus, actually. And that continued even in college. So, I mean, that followed me from grade school all the way through to college, I think. There was a huge focus on him and his contributions.
We talked about what happens on Columbus Day. Maybe it may becoming Indigenous Peoples Day or something. I'd rather see us celebrate Great Americans Day. Have a day. We have, and not the president. We have, I think it's appropriate for us to celebrate some of the great presidents, and that's what it mostly was focused on Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, because their two birthdays when I was a kid, we had two holidays, one after another in February, and then some who comes up with these things.
Born in February, Doug.
Yes, I know that, Jennifer. Happy birthday to you. The idea of having, though, the birthdays for presidents became something that we symbolized. Talking about a lot of the presidents, and I think there are a lot of great Americans whose lives should be celebrated. We can take many of them. I mean, we talk, not that Chuck Yeager is equivalent to Martin Luther King in his accomplishments, but he did do great things for America. Think back at all of the Henry Ford. How many, and then, you know, people, well, we'll come up with something that's bad about him, but there's some things about Martin Luther King Jr. that were bad, too. So can we focus or concentrate on the good stuff that all these people brought to us? I don't know. I just would like to see, like to think that we do this and pay more attention to a lot of great Americans, including Martin Luther King, on this day and have it mean something really significant. Anyway, and I mean, it is significant.
I think Martin Luther King Day is very significant.
I'm not saying it isn't.
Yeah, I don't think that needs to be touched. But I think that having something else for other Americans is
I don't want another holiday. I want a day.
Oh, we know, Ebenezer. We know.
Mm-hmm. You should be proud. I had the opportunity to make Martin Luther King Jr. Day a holiday for my radio job. And I said, you know what? I think in the spirit of what's happening this week and in the spirit of Dr. King, I think I'll go to work today. And I'm not kidding. How stupid is that? I should have been sleeping right now.
No, that's not stupid at all. That's the point of a good radio program. I noticed one of the great mentors of radio has been talking in the trades about what great talent is and what it is that they do. And I was thinking about that in relationship to all the people here on this program. Great talent stands for something. They stand for something. They believe that something is true. He goes on to write, the best performing morning shows are fun, funny, positive, encouraging, and are overall entertaining. I think that you can say for any good radio program. Fast-paced, audience adrenaline. You put things on the air that are memorable. I think we ought to celebrate some other birthdays today beside Martin Luther King. Betty White, 99. Hooray!
Clever.
Let's see. James Earl Jones turned 90. Wow. Over the weekend. Good for him.
So one of my dad's friends who does a lot of voices is a really funny guy. He does some news now in one of the radio stations in Los Angeles. And he was on a plane once, and he said he's just sitting there, you know, everybody's kind of like, you know, you're up in the air, and now everybody's sort of settling in and trying to take a nap. And so he kind of just laid back in his chair and was closing his eyes and trying to, like, go off, drift off, and he heard, Stewardess, may I have a cup of tea, please? It was James Earl Jones. He rose ahead of him.
That
voice.
That voice that just carried
through probably the whole plane.
Michelle Obama. When theater existed, James Earl Jones did theater every night last season. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable to be 90 and to do that.
90, yep. Michelle Obama was 57, Jim Carrey 59, Steve Harvey 64. I'm surprised, I didn't think he was that old. Zoe Deschanel 41, Kid Rock turned 50, Maury Povich, who remembers him? He's not. How long has been since he's been on TV?
Isn't he like still the is the he air. The baby daddy guy?
Yeah. He's still right? on. He's still doing new episodes of Maury.
Is he?
What is your problem?
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
Look, there Muhammad are a lot of paternity tests that are needed out there. Come on.
I'm sure. Muhammad Ali turned 79 over the weekend. Eartha, well, he would have been 79. He didn't turn it because he's not alive, but Eartha Kitt would have been 94. And Benjamin Franklin's birthday celebrated over the weekend. See, he's another great American that we can celebrate with Martin Luther King. So, at any rate, that's my run. That's about life. This is about death. Phil Spector, who known. No, that's not a good example. How about we have...
He wants the wall of sound.
Yeah. There we go. That's it. All right. Crank the roundheads up, please.
Best contribution.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely his best contribution. He was a bad, bad, bad guy. I tell this with some regularity. Darlene Love, who was the first lead singer of the, well, it wasn't, they weren't called the Ronettes, but they were the first girl group that Phil Spector put together in 1961. She wouldn't sleep with him, so he then decided that Veronica, I'm trying to remember what her last name was, but she became Ronnie Spector, and therefore the voice you hear as the lead on the Ronettes was Ronnie Spector. But he literally and figuratively screwed her and the rest of the members of the group out of $10 million. They took him to court, and they won. So he had to lay out $40 million to all the people whose money he had kept. And music producers are famous for doing that, and not only then, but now. Anyway, his life went on. He had apparently been in jail for, 19 years or something? He's been in jail for killing a woman named Lana Clarkson in his house. They discovered he had cancer 3 or 4 weeks ago. I know he's pretty close, came along. You see pictures of him?
No, he died from COVID. I don't think he had cancer. He got COVID diagnosis 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's
he was out of the hospital and then went back in. I mean, he may have had cancer as well.
The first thing that I saw about him was that he had cancer. But here we are back again talking about what people are dying of. He had a number of things in his career. Teddy Bears, To Know Him Is to Love Him. He was in high school when he produced that song. And then he produced a flurry of hits from the Righteous Brothers, like this one, You Lost That Love and Feeling, Unchained Melody, You're My Soul and Inspiration, For the Crystals. He did He's a Rebel, which is kind of a fun oldie.
I'm going to add in another cause of death here, because according to CNN, he died of natural causes on Saturday at the age of 80. They said the official cause of death will be determined by the medical examiner for San Joaquin County. So, I don't know.
I didn't realize he produced Instant Karma and Imagine. For some reason or other, that
he
is.
He looked terrible is what he did.
Well, he had...
He always looked terrible, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had never seen like a good picture of Phil Spector.
Yeah, he was an ugly, ugly man in so many different ways. But he knew how to do this work. He produced Tina Turner's River Deep, Mountain High. Went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. So, the hairdo, he always had a big mop. But when he was being tried, he had this. He did this afro. It looked ridiculous, and then he lost his.
I think
hair.
He was trying to look crazy, wasn't he?
Well, he was crazy. Not
yeah,
enough to keep
Ronnie Spector calls ex Phil Spector a brilliant producer but a lousy husband. Probably the understatement of the year, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go. And the lady who is married to Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, has passed away at the age of 92. How long has Fred Rogers been dead? 10 years or so? I'm trying to remember.
When did he die?
Yeah. It's been a while, anyway.
2003 he died.
Okay. So, wow, is it that long ago? Oof.
Yeah.
So, Joan Rogers.
He was only 74.
Yeah, he was young. What did he have, though? Was it heart problems?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Married to Fred Rogers for 50 years, though. They got married pretty young. She was an accomplished musician.
He had
stomach cancer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we all know about Mr. Rogers, and if there is anybody who hasn't seen the movie about Fred Rogers,
There's multiple movies, actually.
Yeah. But the most recent one was good, too. What other ones do you remember, Jennifer?
There was the one that was more documentary-based. I remember watching that on an airplane. I think maybe going to Hawaii, sitting there crying like a baby on the plane.
Oh, I've heard
like
that's very emotional, the documentary.
But it is so good. It is so good.
Jeff Bridges says cancer treatment is working on him. He's 70, what is he, 71? He posted an update on his website saying, January 6th, they go in for CAT scan to see if my new protocol is shrinking my tumor. I think he meant the 16th. Turns out it's working beautifully. Well, this was a report on how it worked. It's drastically shrunk. What kind of cancer has he got? Where is the cancer?
He's lymphoma, I believe.
Oh, does he?
Oof. I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he thanked his fans. So good. That's good. That's good news. Good to hear that. In a moment, what's going on with Sarah, the Duchess of York? First, however, a focus on how you're feeling. We all seem to be asking that question today. Your nose is the gateway, your nose and your eyes, for all the bugs that are around. So you want to keep it clean. And daily, a lot of people I know have started to use this easy-to-use system. I guess you could call it. Wouldn't you ladies call it a system? It's the Navage system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a product.
Yeah, but it's not even as complicated as most systems. It's an easy system.
Right.
How's that?
It's so easy.
Yep.
Easy to use. Power suction to flush out all the dangerous germs and viruses and add mucus to that, because mucus is yucca bunga as well. Fast, natural relief from allergies and sinus congestion. No drugs involved. That's why I endorse it heartily. And you'll enjoy using it as well, because it'll make you feel so much better. A clean nose means a healthy life. Make good on your promise to stay healthy. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. That's the nasal cleaner. Nasal care at its best. Navage at Navage.com.
The riots at the Capitol building gave the Democrats the ammo to launch yet another impeachment effort against President Trump. But could this backfire? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. The Democrats recently filed articles of impeachment that likely won't even be reviewed until President Trump is out of office. In their zeal to harm Trump, the Democrats don't seem to realize that using taxpayer money to pull the nation through another impeachment fiasco is exactly the type of over-the-top response that will probably push the American public to turn on them in 2022. But, as Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interfere with your enemy when he is making a mistake. The Republicans would do well to take that advice. Learn more at LibertyNation.com, conservative news you can trust.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
All right, so here's the story on Sarah, the Duchess of York. She landed a book deal for her debut novel. That's a novel for adults, sort of a historical romance fictionizing the life and loves of her great-great-great-aunt. The video posted on her Twitter account says Sarah Ferguson says the novel titled Her Heart for a Compass is set in the Victorian era about daring to follow your heart against the odds. The Duchess wore a Victorian-style outfit in the video and described her heroine as strong, rebellious, and courageous. Kind of what she is, I think, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Manner of speaking? Yeah, I've always liked her. I thought
me too. You know,
she was the one married to Prince Andrew, for those who don't remember. And let's see what that got her. Got her. Yeah, exactly. It's 10 before the hour on today's DJV program.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV Monday program. The iPhone 12 can interfere with other technology. What would that be? Victoria Keelan is here as our expert, so where's the interference?
The interference is with pacemakers and defibrillators. Anything that's implanted as a heart, whether it's a heart monitor or a heart device, defibrillators and pacemakers essentially are kind of one and the same now, depending on the unit that you have.
Guess I shouldn't buy an iPhone 12 then, huh?
Well, okay, so here's the, but it's a good question, and this is starting to come up now, and this is not something that you're going to hear in the mainstream. This is like, you know, deep dive into the tech world right now. Eventually, this will probably be maybe a national news story.
Yeah.
But so what happened is the iPhone 12, and the reason we're focusing on the 12 and not any other model, is because the 12 has a different type of magnetic technology from previous iPhones. It generates a stronger magnetic field to help the phone connect to wireless chargers and so that it can charge faster. Now, the iPhone 11, I have an 11 Pro Max. It also is wireless charging compatible, but it doesn't have the same number of magnets in it that the 12 has. The 12 is really, one of the things that people liked about the 12 is that it charges really quickly and it's wireless. So you can put it on any kind of wireless device and you can charge it that way. Here's the problem, though. Researchers have found, and this comes from three doctors who did this study, they're cardiac electrophysiology specialists. They are from the Henry Ford Heart and Vascular Institute. They conducted a simple experiment to test for interaction between the iPhone 12 in certain spots of the chest of a patient wearing an ICD. ICD is just the overall label for pacemakers and defibrillators. And it turns out that they stopped the devices when the iPhone was, like, in a, let's say, in your shirt pocket over your over your heart. They found that the devices stopped sending signals. And so what that means is ultimately when you need your pacemaker or defibrillator to sort of course correct your heart rate, if it's not sending the right signal, if it's not doing that, this can lead to very serious health implications. So Apple says they don't believe that this is that the iPhone 12 will have any difference.
Of course, they're going to say that
over the others. But this is So I'm saying, and I'm an Apple fan. I'm an iPhone fan. But I would say if you are a loved one, have a pacemaker or a defibrillator, and you have an iPhone 12, keep it away from your chest. My dad has a pacemaker built in. He cannot be near the microwave oven. It's the same thing. So just. Don't be in the room and keep your iPhone 12 as far away from your left your you know the left part of your chest.
Yep.
I would say keep it as far away as possible.
All right,
doesn't mean you can't
advice.
Use it. Doesn't mean you can't use it. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy everything that iPhone has to you know has to offer. But just don't put it in your shirt pocket.
There we go. The advice. Victoria comes back with another bit of information. In fact, upcoming next, Amazon is preparing to release a prequel to Lord of the Rings. We'll find out about that after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Geek Out.
If you're like me, you probably forgot that Amazon spent $250 million for the TV rights for Lord of the Rings. Now, what Amazon was going to do in the way of a story has been a mystery until last week when the fansite OneRing.net published a synopsis declaring the series would focus on the second age of Middle-earth, which would make it a prequel before the story told in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit, for that matter. Now, Amazon is reportedly a $500 million into this project and have committed up to 5 seasons, which is not only unusual, it's risky, especially for Amazon, who generally aren't really very good at promoting their own content. Production is underway, due in 2022, and we've tweeted a link with details over at The Geek Out.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
All right, here's Victoria with some new online disinformation to be careful of.
Yep, Christopher Krebs, who is the federal cybersecurity official who most recently was in charge of elections under the Trump administration, he is now going to lead a new Aspen Institute commission that he says is going to take a careful approach to an urgent problem, which is disinformation. He said it is upending our society and literally killing Americans. He said America needs to pay attention to what's unfolding right now and work to ensure that we're not on the verge of a significant breakdown in democracy. So he is going to chair a bipartisan commission called the Commission on Information Disorder. It's funded by Craigslist founder Craig Newmark, and this new group will have, they'll connect public and private sectors to find bipartisan solutions to make sure that we can basically combat misinformation. And there is so much of it out there online right
now.
There
is. Yeah.
Makes your head spin.
Good to know. Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.